93.5 WHMI and The Morning Drive. We love company here on The Morning Drive. Fire up the pirate music this morning. Oh, he's known as the Pinkney Pirate. Rick is in with us this morning. Good morning, Rick.
How you doing today?
Doing well. You've got a big event coming up that happens every year right around this time, right after Memorial Day.
And Chuck and I were talking about the weather, and we're like, man, it's been kind of a up and down, chilly sort of spring here, but this weather's actually perfect for Art in the Park this weekend.
Art in the Park is in downtown Pinckney. We have our 33rd year. It's put on by the Pinckney Putnam Hamburg Hall Chamber of Commerce,
yep,
which is a division of the Greater Brighton Area Chamber of Commerce. And this kicks off our summer, which we have a bunch of events in the park downtown. But it's 33 years of art down there, and it's always the weekend after Memorial Day. So
really easy to get to, and downtown Pinckney set up perfect for this.
Yep.
The park is set up so great. And tell us a little bit about...
It's even better now.
Why?
It's even better now. They've improved the park. We just got a brand new gazebo in the park. And they've actually put new sidewalks in the park, which sort of crisscross across, so it's easier to get through the park. And they put some new playground equipment. We just had a dedication on Memorial Day.
That's cool.
So the park's even cooler than it was before.
Look at that.
And Rick, what are some of the hot items in terms of art and all the fun? What keeps bringing people back year after year?
You know, it's interesting, all the art that's there. And, you know, I'm a real estate agent, and it's funny because I'll go to houses and say, hey, they bought that at Art in the Park. I see some of these things. There's outdoor art that some people make, some flower arts and some things for lawn decorations and things like that. There's painters. There's photography. There's ceramics. There's wood carvings and things that people make, and lots of jewelry. And it's really interesting because it's what's called a juried art show.
That's what you're saying. Explain that, because I've never heard of this.
So the term juried art show is that when people apply, we just don't take anybody. If you send in your application and pay your money, we just don't automatically take you. We have a jury that actually sits, and you have to prove, you have to give us information and show us your products and what you make, and prove that, you know, you're just not buying something from some overseas company and just piecing it together yourself.
So
not a bunch of junk.
If the jewelry's legit, you must acquit.
Yep. We let it, I like that. We let them. You know, they have to prove to us, and they, you know, we get people showing us pictures of their workshops and where they work, and sometimes some of their saws and some of their metalworking things.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Rick.
Quality
because
stuff.
I've got a cousin who is in the fake Rolex business.
And he's not allowed.
But he's a really funny, entertaining guy.
Chuck always has a cousin. We're talking with Rick about Art in the Park in downtown Pinckney this weekend, the 33rd year of doing this. And it isn't just art. I think if you are into music, if you've got kids, you're looking for a family day out, this is the perfect event.
Yep, we do have some music and some entertainment going on during the weekend. And then also we do have a couple food trucks. It's not as big as our food truck events, but we have a few food trucks that are there.
Gotta have something to eat while
you're
shopping.
We were just talking, you know, we've got some great restaurants there too. But one of the big things about this year too is that BJ's Heating and Cooling stepped up this year, and they are our masterpiece sponsor. It is their 50th anniversary.
Wow.
So they're going to be our main sponsor. And what they're doing is they're going to have we're closing Main Street during the event on Saturday and Sunday. So M36 will be closed, and they're going to be having a cornhole tournament or cornhole games. They're going to have all kinds of giveaways. Plus, you can win a whole free brand new air conditioner. So,
Who
needs to cool off your house
that?
A little bit? So,
how about that? Now, Rick, do you know a lot about youth sports in Pinckney?
A little bit.
Well, Madison and I want to sponsor a Little League baseball team, okay? But we want to call it the Pinckney Porch Pirates.
Porch Pirates?
So if there's a team out there that will let us name
if
their team.
Help hook us up.
The Porch
with
Pirates.
The local team. Maybe we can make that happen.
And we're going to need like a bailsman or something to sponsor it. So it'll be really fun.
Rick is the man. He's behind everything. And especially Art in the Park. You're a champion for this and all the events that go on in downtown Pinckney. We appreciate you.
Yeah, the other events that are coming up then, too, is we have our Food Truck Fridays, which are the third Friday in June, July, and August.
You know, we'll be there.
And at those, I've already been working with your person here to make sure the Box That Rocks it will be there.
All right.
And, we have about 15 food trucks at those. But Art in the Park is Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. And just in invite everybody to come there, you know, with the cooler weather, it'll be a good time to be outside and be there and, you know, just check out downtown Pinckney.
Yes. And Rick is in his full pirate regalia this morning, so we're not going to let you get out of here without giving us an R.
R, you're coming to Art in the Park.
All right. Rick, good having you on here, The Morning Drive.
Thank you.
The Morning Drive with Chuck and Madison on 93.5 WHMI.